This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Afghan officials say a bombing targeted the convoy of the country's first vice president Wednesday, killing 10 civilians and wounding more than a dozen others. First Vice President Amrullah Saleh suffered minor burns in the blast. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed to the Associated Press earlier that the bombing targeted Saleh's convoy. The bomb went off as Saleh's convoy was passing through a section of Kabul with shops that sell gas cylinders for use in heating homes. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing, and the Taliban quickly denied they were behind the attack. Both the insurgents and the Islamic State group are active in Kabul, where tensions are also high ahead of the expected start of negotiations between an official Afghan delegation and the Taliban. President Donald Trump appeared to encourage his supporters to vote twice in the upcoming November presidential election during a campaign rally Tuesday evening in North Carolina, a state important to his reelection bid. Election officials warned that the president's suggestion could cause further disruption and long lines on an election day already complicated by the coronavirus pandemic. Earlier Tuesday, Trump visited Florida, another political battleground state, where he signed a memorandum that prohibits drilling in the waters off the coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina for a 10-year period beginning in 2022. Trump won both Florida and North Carolina in 2016, but polls in the state show him narrowly trailing former Vice President Joe Biden. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Top Democratic and GOP leaders of the House Foreign Affairs Committee are calling on President Trump to investigate the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the poisoning and dismissed any accusations of a crime, saying there is no evidence to support a criminal investigation. But suspicion surrounding the poisoning quickly mounted against the Russian government, which has used similar methods against critics of the state in the past. Most recently, the Kremlin was found to have used the same chemical weapon against an ex-Soviet spy in Britain in 2018. Fresh fires that erupted on a large oil tanker drifting off Sri Lanka are under control again, this according to the country's navy. A new blaze broke out Monday on the New Diamond, carrying nearly 2 million barrels of crude oil, and reached the magnitude of last week's fire only a day after it was extinguished. The tanker was transporting crude from Kuwait to an Indian port, where the state-owned Indian Oil Corporation has a refinery. Authorities say migrants and refugees at a large migrant camp on the Greek island of Lesbos on Wednesday, after fire broke out at several locations around that site. Some 12,500 people live at the Moria camp and the surrounding area, where additional restrictions have been imposed over the past week after a Somali resident tested positive for the coronavirus. The cause of the fires, which broke out overnight, remains unclear. There were no immediate reports of anyone being injured. Health authorities on Tuesday said 35 cases of the virus have been confirmed so far after a major testing drive was ordered at the overcrowded facility. And hundreds of people demonstrated in Mali's capital Tuesday in support of the junta that has seized power since last month in a coup, as debate rages over the time frame for the country's return to civilian rule. After the coup, the junta pledged to hold fresh elections and initially proposed a 3-year military-led transition back to civilian rule before rolling it back to 2 years. Beginning Thursday, the junta will hold 3 days of consultations with political parties and civil society groups to plan the transition. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.